Jeffrey Barr.
Hey, Dev.
CC, what's going on, kid?
Nothing. How are you?
Good. You're live from Dallas, Texas.
It's good. It's, you never know what you're going to get, but I like it. So far, so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think the last time we spoke, you were still in Florida, I believe. Maybe not. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. I think I was still in Florida, like right about to pull the trigger about whether or not I was coming or going. And then
exactly.
I moved here, and then it was just, I couldn't even work for the first 3 months because right when I worked here, I got right in a car accident and was laid off from the job I got. So
Right. That was the black Lexus, wasn't it?
What? I'm sorry?
It was the black Lexus, wasn't it?
No, my old car, I drove here to Dallas by myself, and I had it was tan.
I gotcha.
My older car was tan, but it was super old. It was over 13 years old, and then sure enough, got laid off, and then a week later, some guy ran a red light and totaled my car. But if I hadn't gotten that car accident, I wouldn't have had money from the settlement check for my car to afford to live here for the first couple months. So.
Right. What a ballsy move by you, though, man. I'm so proud of you for doing that. That's inspiration. I mean that sincerely.
Thank you. It was not easy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I'm actually recording this call. I'm going to cut all of that out of this.
Sure.
So, do you mind if I'm recording this?
Not at all. Anytime. That's awesome.
Okay, cool. So, all right, let me just start because I'm not sure how I'm going to use this interview. I know that I've asked you to, I wanted to re-interview you before, but I just had so much stuff going on that it just didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to put this on my website for the new program I'm going to launch or what, how I'm going to use this. But if I do put it on my website, is that okay with you too?
I don't care. Yeah, that's cool, dude.
All right, cool. Okay, so Christina Parallel here, and I'm talking to Jeff Barr, who, you live in Pennsylvania, right, where I'm from?
Correct. Bensalem,
yes. Where in Pennsylvania are you?
Bensalem. It's about northeast suburbs, right outside of Philadelphia.
Okay, cool. Cool, yeah. I miss Pennsylvania. And may I ask, do you mind me asking how old you are?
I am actually, that's a good question. I think I'm 41. 41.
41? Okay.
Yeah.
And last year when you started the Slide Into Your Skinny Jeans program, you were 40, I would say, then?
Yeah, 40-ish. 40. Yes, just turned 40, actually. That's correct.
40. And when you started the program, do you remember about what time it was? I believe it was right at the beginning of February of 2013, right?
Actually, I think it was January 15th was the date, I believe.
Uh-huh. Well, you're more on the ball than I am. I haven't had my coffee yet this morning.
No worries.
And today's date is March 16th.
16th. So about 14 months.
Yeah, 14 months. And how much did you weigh on January 15th when starting the program?
Wow, I was a heavy mess. I think I was around 270-ish.
270? And how much how much do you weigh now?
210. Solid 210.
And you said 6 jean sizes down?
Yeah, actually 6. I just got some last Sunday. I bought 2 new pair. Very nice dress jeans. Extremely excited. It's hot.
It's
really good.
So, excuse me. So, how long did it take for you to start seeing and feeling the results from the program?
Mentally, I would say almost instantaneously, which is insane. Physically, I would say a good 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. And why do you say mentally right away? What was it about the program that really just like struck a chord with you?
It means a lot mentally when someone explains it in that format that's been exactly in your shoes. A lot of people can't relate to that, but the program certainly made me relate to that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how did the program help you the most? Was it that mental edge? Was it the education? Was it the fact that you had guidance and support the whole way? What was it about the program that helped
it's
you
just, the most? It's an absolute solid all-around program, mentally, diet-wise, exercise, all that cheerleading stuff. However, the mental edge was insane. Because once, you know, before that, you have to really want to do the program for it to succeed. However, if you do, the mental edge for me was just ridiculously good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So did you learn anything new or have any aha moments that really clicked for you?
Yes, I did. My favorite moments are people don't understand that diet, to me, is 80% of success, 20% physical. 105% mental. However, the key of you got to bring it every day with the diet for it to work, to get the long-term results. I really honestly believe that, and that is the truth. I mean, you could always have, you know, you go out with your friends, have a drink, go out with your friends, you know, grab something once a month. It's out of the norm, but just that you got to bring it every day to succeed.
Very true. Consistency is key. So what was it about the program when I was talking about the food that really made you say, oh, okay, this is what I should do and this is what I need to do?
Well, a lot of people think, you know, fruits, vegetable type foods, you know, you got your protein separate, all that. The fruits and vegetables people don't realize is, oh, my God, it's going to suck. I can't eat that all the time. You know, oh, my God, it's boring. There's so many options to the key is you want to expand your food portfolio with this, which makes, to me, was a huge step. There's so many foods I never wanted to eat, I wanted to try, and they said, no, this is good for you. Why eat this, you know? So that was perfect. So just
that's
the,
awesome.
So I think that's, to me, that's important. Broaden your horizons.
Yes, and that's the thing, because I know when I started, I was like, I just felt like I was on a diet, and it really bothered me because I'm a former fat girl. I love, you know, my cheese, my bread, my pasta. So to go from that extreme to vegetables, I found it really challenging because everybody else just really was like, do it or else, and that does not work for me. Like, nobody really taught how to make it taste good, how to enjoy it, how to cook it, how to prepare it, how to make it, you know, make your taste buds happy and, you know, your weight loss.
Exactly. So just to show you how much I changed over the last 14 months, true story, me and my friend are at the Drake concert in Philly. We're like in the, you know, the third, fourth, fifth row, whatever. And my birthday's coming up. He goes, Bar, you know, you ate so well this year. You did a good job, blah, blah, blah. I want to take you somewhere, you know, fun for your birthday so you can actually eat something. So he's like, what's your favorite food? I'm like, a good question. I'd say like blueberries, bananas, carrots. I'm like, he's like, nah, real, you know, crazy food you never eat. So that just shows you, well, I've never thought I'd eat fruits and vegetables like that. And all of a sudden, it's like every day and my favorite. So it's crazy.
That's awesome. I love
true
it.
Story.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
it's always fun.
So now that you've gone through my program and based on the experience you had and the content you got, in dollars, how much would you say that the program is worth to you?
For what it's done to me, it's priceless. To me personally, it's absolutely priceless because there's no stamp on changing your life around. There's no dollar stamp for, you know, getting your age back, you know, feeling 15, 20 years younger than you are, which is, for me, that's the truth. I have two tennis matches, kind of one at 1 at 4 o'clock today. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. Here I am, 41. I feel like I'm 21. So
that's
you
awesome.
Put a dollar on that because I certainly can't.
I have the biggest smile on my face. That's so awesome. I love it. It's so true. I mean, when you feel like you can take on the world, I mean, you cannot. I mean, people are like, oh, what's in it for me? I'm like, I would say that you're going to lose weight, but it's so much more than that. It's the confidence. It's the energy. It's the passion. It's feeling, you know, sassy. I mean, I can't even put it into words. It's getting up.
I think the best way to put it into words is getting up at 5 o'clock, which I do every day of the week, by the way, 5 a.m., which is crazy. But when you get up, you have this, I can't even explain it. It's like this energy, this physical energy. It's just like you want to get up versus, I'm dead. You don't want to go back to me. I love getting up because I love every day when it brings now. It's just insanely crazy.
That's magic.
Yeah, magic's a good word.
Excuse me. So what did you like most about the program? I know, we never met in person. You just signed up. You took it online. We did the videos. I mean, I walked through the videos with y'all live, and then you had got the recordings. You have those forever. What was it about the program that worked the most for you? Was it the convenience? Was it that you could reference the material every time? What was it about the program that you liked the most?
It just clicked. And it was the physical positive vibes of it, but it just made sense. So a lot of people can say, you got to eat this or exercise that way and all this, this other bullshit. But when you've been there with the, that's just the way everyone, I know a lot of people that are fat and are thin now and all that, and, some of them are very good friends, but just the, here's where I was, here is where I am now, and here's what it took for me to get there. And again, sometimes there's not one answer to these questions, as you know, like how to get there. There's different paths you can take, but I would say just the positive vibe of the entire thing was incredible. And we knew each other, we were pretty friendly before I took the program, but it was just, it's credible. The program is credible.
Right on. Awesome. So, would you recommend this program to your family and friends, Jeff?
Definitely, no doubt. Anyone. I would say it puts, people get, again, I certainly have, over the years, let's take this program. A lot of them get intimidated because they're, scientific or they're, yours is just fun and vibey and positive and relatable. I think that's extremely critical.
I love that you just said that because I feel that a lot of my issues with, what I do and what I'm trying to do, it's different. It's never been done like this before. And so my competition is, for example, Jillian Michaels. She's the toughest trainer. She tells you what to do, and then she's like, do it. And I just feel I don't want somebody to make me, to push me like that. I want to know how to push myself. I don't want to be shamed into, busting my butt and do it or else. And I just felt like even when I was signing up at the gyms before, I would go to cancel just because it was inconvenient for me at the time with my schedule or, I just wanted to save some money and they would just make me feel terrible. It's like, why?
I get that.
It's just, I don't know, I just feel like why can't it just be all love and this is what to do, how to do, why to do, and how to make it work for your life so that you want to do it. And I just love that when you said relatable and positive and all that, that's exactly what I wanted to accomplish. So I'm so glad that's how you feel about it.
I can't believe I worked the word vibey into a sentence. It's insane. Vibey. No one says vibey. It's crazy.
Vibey? But
you bring that vibey. Vibey is a positive force. Vibey. V-I-B-E-Y. True story. You can look it up. Anyway, you bring that girl next door relatableness. I think that's people like that. Now, this program is for guys or girls, but I think a lot of girls look up to you and say, that kid's a rock star. Look at her, man. And then you tell your story, I know your story from years of knowing you, but people, you relate that to people right away. Here's where I was. Here's what happened to me. Here's what happened. This happened. That happened. It's like, dude, what the fuck? I can relate to that. I think that's where you get a lot of your street cred, street credible.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's not Hollywood. It's not, stupid D-level acting. It's legit street stuff. And people know you're legit. I know you're legit. And that's what makes it work.
Thank you. So what would you say to anybody that's skeptical about starting a program with me, like for somebody who doesn't know me that well, and for somebody who's like, oh, she wants to teach me how to lose weight from a computer, from a training video, like, what's that all about? Like, is this a diet? Is this an exercise program? What is this? What would you say to somebody who's on the fence about starting this program?
My honest opinion would be, number one, whoever you are, my friend, you got to want to do it, number one. Any fucking trainer on earth ain't going to help you if you're not ready to do this. But if you are ready to do this, this is the person you want to contact. This is incredible ease, everyday relatability. That's all. But I tell that person, honestly, you got to want to do this for the work.
Perfect. That's probably exactly what I would say. I'd say, if you're not ready, if you're not, comfortable, if you're not committed, if you're not ready, we can still be friends, but just come back when you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's what people don't get. I mean, a lot of people gave me advice over the years, and until you're truly ready, it's just not going to happen. Anything in life. That goes for anything in life.
So, beautiful.
But yeah. Perfect.
Well, I can definitely tell your mind's right and your body's tight from all your pictures. I mean, dang, 60 pounds is pretty impressive.
It's extremely humbling to hear that from you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm like, wow. Like, you post your pictures on Facebook and stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, you're not even the same person.
I know. I feel so much different. I feel so different. In a good way. Beautiful. In a good way.
Yeah. Oh, I trust me, I get it. I've been there.
In some ways, I feel invincible, which is insanely crazy, but
well,
in a good way, though.
Yeah. No, I.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have used the word invincible on my own, but I definitely can say. I mean, when I was in Dallas, I got in my car accident. I didn't gain weight. I didn't fluster. I didn't freak out the way I did when, I was struggling before. I feel like I am invincible. Like, I know how to control how I react to things that life throws at me, and how not to, take 10 steps backwards.
Exactly. But the key for your, what makes your program different and what made it work for me? Again, as we all know, certain programs work for certain people. Certain programs don't work for everybody. We all get that. What made it work for me was the mental edge you provided. Mental, people don't understand the importance of mental, everyday mental strength. And, you got to have it. And your program did that for me. So I really appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad. I suffer from depression and a lot of self-doubt, mm-hmm. low self-esteem. Prior to creating this program, I just was always like, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not this. I'm not that. And finally, I was like, I'm just going to get over it and figure it out and see what happens. So.
Exactly.
And I did. And it's crazy. And I'm so glad that you're getting the same, I can't even think of the word, but the same results and then some. I mean, using the word invincible,
it's true.
It's such an honor, really. And I really appreciate you, given, I'm just a little kid from Pennsylvania trying to help people. So the fact that, we've never even met in person and you just, believed in me and took a step.
Of course.
Towards, bettering yourself and allowed me to kind of be the person to instruct you. It means a lot to me. It really does.
Of course. I mean, we had a very good friendship before. We have a good friendship now. That's always going to be there, and we're going to meet up in person one day. And I just, you know, I bring it every day, and you bring it every day. So I think it's a lot of winning there. I mean that.
Well, thank you. One last question for you, Jeff, before get ready for your tennis match is, do you have any suggestions about how the program could be improved in any way? Just anything that you would have liked to have seen? I know it's been 14 months since you've done the program. You still have access to it, but is there anything you would like to have seen or done, had me done differently to give you better results?
No, I actually rewatched it just, you know, for this interview, which was fun. It was fun to revisit it, to say, wow, you know, I remember watching this the first time. It's all good. You know, it's a solid program. You know, I think, you know, we just get better. You know, you're building your website. You're doing all these additional tools. The YouTube videos are insane, by the way, that you're doing now.
It's a good,
solid program. I think my only recommendation to you is, you know, you're a student of the game. You know, you've studied this. You've studied thousands of books and authors and historical ventures of this department. Is when you have additional information, is to keep updating the program and the video and all that good stuff.
Right on. And that's why I'm so excited about the launch of my new program, which I'm going to give you access to, just because I love to reward my loyal, you know, my loyal royals, I call them, my rock stars, to step up to the plate and take action, which you have, and you've knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you access to that. It's coming up around the corner, and that's kind of why I wanted to get your feedback about your experience before starting this launch. But I can't say how thankful and grateful I am, Jeff, for your time today, and just for being so sweet and, you know, being my cheerleader while I'm being yours. It's really important to me and
Absolutely. Helpful,
and I really appreciate it.
And you're a rock star too, Christina, and let's do this again next year. Let's do another interview. It'll be fun, and I'll be going out to Tucson and Vegas this year. If, you know, I get a stop over in Dallas, so I'll come by and say hi.
Cool. I'd love to see you and give you a big hug.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Okay.
DCTV.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
If you get a chance, do a video on that question. It's an interesting question.
I will.
I'd love to see your response to it.
I that question was a really awesome question, and I can completely relate to it. So I will be shooting a YouTube video addressing that, because it's important.
I mean,
I don't know if I can do it justice, but I'll do the best that I can do. And
just interesting to see your take on it. It'll be interesting to see your take on it. It's a great question.
Yeah, I loved it. It's going to be definitely going to be my next YouTube video.
That'd be cool, man. Let's do it. CCTV, baby. Let's do it. I love it.
Okay, Jeff. Well, thank you so much again for your time this morning, and have some fun at your tennis game.
I will. I'll see what I can do. It's a little cold out, but let's do it, man. Christina, take care, sweetheart, and we'll be in touch.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, be good. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye, dear.